Tell me, looking back on the campaign so far, there have been some scary moments, some hairy moments. Obviously, losing the first day to Monaghan wasn't part of the plan.
No, we wanted to try and retain the Ulster title, and that was definitely something we had, you know, talked about, and we went out at the first time of asking, so it was very disappointing. And it threw us into the so-called, you know, backdoor, whatever,
qualifiers.
And that's always fraught with danger, you know, and no more so than our trip to Navan. Within 20 seconds of being history on that particular day, and this would have been a very bad season, yet look at what we were capable of. So, and such fine margins to seasons and careers be built or collapsed.
Was that a situation, typical first-round qualifier, of getting back on the bike again after the disappointment of losing to Monaghan?
It was. It's always challenging, you know, and sometimes your draw can be kind enough. You can get a team that you know you can beat without performing at your best. But to go to Navan to play Meath, you know, you've got to be on your toes. They have that kind of never-say-die attitude and record, I suppose, against Tyrone is decent. And in Navan, they're hard to beat. And I suppose the other thing about it was that day, we opened up so well in that game. And Conor McAlisky himself alone cut it about 3-7 by half-time. That's him alone, never mind the rest of the team. But we didn't get all those scores, and they were still in the game by half-time, and that made it a challenge. And right to the end, then when they saw they were in the game well into the second half, they felt that they could pull off a really important victory, and were almost doing it. And it's amazing, the fine line. I think they took a free maybe one time, but would have put them two up and hit the post and come back to us. We were very lucky, those things. The rubber of the green went with us that day, and Cahal McShane's equalising point was just superb. I knew at the time this is such a defining moment.
That was the defining moment so far in the championship, was it?
Without a doubt, that was the defining moment of our season.
Talk to me, three big games since, I suppose, really. Okay, you overcame Carlow, Cavan, Cork in the qualifiers, then you went on to the Super 8s, beat Roscommon, well, obviously, went to Ballybuffet, beat Donegal, and then beat Monaghan in the semi-final, lost to Dublin.
Yeah, well, I suppose nobody really expected us to beat Dublin, but they wanted us to do better than we did the last year in the semi-final, and I think we did that. We showed that we're not 12 points behind them, and that, you know, we can play with them to a fair high degree. But obviously, you know, they hadn't their full side out, and it wasn't Dublin on full output. But still, we're very happy to know that we could run them much closer than we did that day. Winning in Ballybuffet was a big, big victory for us, because it hadn't been done for so long by anybody in Championship or League, and because Tyrone, I suppose, hadn't done it since 1973, when people were reminding us. So that was a very important victory. Again, it was important to beat Monaghan in the semi-final, because of the last 5, 6, 7 years, it's been Donegal, Monaghan and Tyrone have been the three top teams in Ulster. And we like to think that we are strong contenders to be in that company as well. There was a few years there when we weren't making Ulster finals and Donegal and Monaghan were, that we were seen as the third placed part of that party. But I think now we've moved ourselves up to at least be equal partners in it.
Tell me, you're facing Dublin, obviously, touted by many, by most, as the greatest team of all time, certainly the greatest team of this particular era. How do you prepare for a team like that?
Well, I suppose we study as much footage as we can of what they've been about over the last number of years. We see how people have got at them to some degree, never for 70 or 75 minutes, but see how people have hurt them at least a little bit. If we can try and replicate that aspect of play, then that will help us. If we can defend against them, maybe the way some of the teams have defended best against them, and try and pick up information from that. That's the challenge, to be better at defending against them and to be better at attacking them. And, you know, we need to do it our way. We've no point in us looking how somebody else did it and thinking we could do that. We have to see how could you penetrate their very solid defence, and how can you negate their very potent attack with the players we have, with the way we play. Then that is the big challenge. So we'll be trying to do that.
Obviously, you've watched a lot of Mayo, so, because the Mayo have come quite close to them. You know, many people believe they had the winning of the games, just didn't pull it off.
Yeah, Mayo, to their credit, have been really toe-to-toe with them. That's really in 3 All-Ireland finals, the drawn and replay one, and in last year's. Very close to them, and probably the rub of the green on a few occasions, and they would have had two titles. Mayo could be going for three in a row at this stage, and that wouldn't be unreasonable to suggest. So, yes, they have something about them. Mayo have something about them that really challenges Dublin. But I don't think that we can really pay too much attention to that, because we're not Mayo, and we have to do what Tyrone do to the best of our ability. And okay, if we can learn something from Mayo's ways, fine, but we can't abandon the things that serve us well as two.
A lot of commentary afterwards was one of the reasons why Dublin overran you last year in the semi-final was that they had the physical edge over you. Tyrone seemed to have bulked up a bit over the winter, have they?
Well, I think all our players are a year more mature, I'd have to say that, and maybe Dublin were at a better stage of development than us last year. I couldn't say it was the only reason why it happened. I think it was a part of maybe what appeared to be the case, because they got a run on us and they got playing the game on their terms, and we found it difficult to seize the game back from them. So it did look like it was that all those physical superiority all they had was working for them. But I don't think it was that critical. But I do agree with you. I think we are physically more developed because we have a year more maturity on all our players.
I've spoken to Niall Sludden, I've spoken to Peter Hart, I've spoken to Matty Donnelly, and they believe that Tyrone are better road tested this year than they were for last year's challenge against Dublin.
I'd probably say that's not a bad comment that they've made. Obviously last year we raced our way through Ulster, and even the quarter final was an easy victory for us. We were winning by huge margins. We weren't in difficult places very often, in fact, if at all. And yet this year we have been to many different difficult places and come out the other side. So yes, I think there's good truth in what those boys say.
And it's all down to maybe Jim Gavin and Mickey Hart at the end of the day, is it? And if you can pull a rabbit out of the hat.
Well, I don't know if we can personalise it on our part that way. It'll be down to all of the people who think about our game, who work with us in the management setup. And if we can produce a formula between all of us that's effective and more effective than Jim Gavin and his backroom team plan, then it would be a great day.
Jim McGuinness famously rang a friend of his about a fortnight before Donegal played at Dublin in 2014, the All-Ireland semi-final. And he says, "I've got a plan to beat Dublin." Have you had that light bulb moment yet?
I don't know. I mean, Jim can say that now on reflection, because he did do the job and did it very well. We believe that we are capable of beating Dublin, and we'll do everything we can in our power to bring that to a reality. Only time will tell whether I'd be able to reflect later in life with you and say, yes, we had that moment.